Greetings, everyone. It's sure a pleasure to see you all here. My name is Ed Canaan, and I'm from Syracuse, New York. Syracuse area folks have been making the long trek to Benning every year since 1994. Over a dozen of us have done federal time for crossing the line here. You've probably heard that Benning is becoming a drone base for Southcom. Surveillance drones are already flying all over Mexico, the Caribbean, and deep into South America. Up in Syracuse, we have Hancock Air Base. It's a Reaper drone base. Hancock pilots, these robotic flying killers over Afghanistan. The CIA uses Reapers for surveillance and assassination. Over Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and elsewhere, they kill and terrorize many civilians. Hancock Air Base is the national training center for Reaper maintenance. Folks in upstate New York want to shut down the Reaper. We want the Hancock war crimes to stop. Just as Martin Luther King's nonviolent civil resistance inspired Father Roy and SOA Watch, SOA Watch inspires and instructs us. Roy has taught us to go right to the military base. He and SOA Watch have taught us about relentless persistence. Over the past 3 years, besides endless vigils and actions, we've done 6 resistance actions at the Hancock main gate. Dozens of us have been arrested, some multiple times. We're now juggling 3 trials. Drone war crime isn't only about victims of U.S. terror over there. Unless we stop them, weaponized drones will be used against the Empire's enemies here in the Western Hemisphere. Surveillance drones will be crisscrossing U.S. skies. We all need to learn more and do our homework. A good place to start is to download the Stanford and NYU Law School's new report, Living Under Drones. LivingUnderDrones.org documents U.S. drone terrorism over Pakistan. That same Pentagon terrorism is coming home unless we mobilize to stop it. La lucha continua. Thank you.